Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Oddly enough, I was sitting in our office earlier this morning before our fabulous show hit the air.
That's not all that odd. You do that every day. In fact, if you don't do it, it's odd. Hey,
you get there early enough to sit in your office?
I like to take it easy when I get here, Tim. I don't like to rush to do anything. I like to just kind of take my time.
Do you have your pants on or off?
Oh, my pants are always on, as far as the management knows. All right. So I'm sitting down there thinking, what a fabulous broadcast this is, listening to the rerun of Tim Murray. Jesus, this is great. But I laughed when I heard part of it. When we were talking about Brady and 9 Super Bowls. I don't remember exactly how it was said, but he's been in 9 Super Bowls. I want him, now with that, not only do I want him to win this weekend, I want him to go back to his 10th next year, just so it's done. I want to be alive for history
with
now.
Keeping the train alive now. You want to see how long this will go.
This will never be matched. Never.
No.
No quarterback is ever going to get to 10
Super
Bowls
or 9
Super Bowls.
Well, if it's going to be matched in our lifetime, the matcher better get on the stick.
Yeah.
Because,
well, he's got to be in the league now if it's going to happen, because it took Brady 19 years to do this.
Mm-hmm. So Tom Brady is, as you mentioned, making his 9th Super Bowl appearance. If you made a list of franchises and Super Bowl appearances, it would be New England Patriots. They've been to 11 Super Bowls. They lost to your Packers, and they lost to the Bears, and then the 9 with Tom Brady. So it would be Patriots 1, most Super Bowl appearances, and then it would be Tom Brady 2, 9 Super Bowl appearances, and then it would be Pittsburgh, Dallas, and Denver with 8.
How many teams can you combine that haven't been to the Super Bowl as much as Tom Brady? The Lions, the Browns.
Well, let's go to the bottom.
Okay.
This list I'm looking at right now, this is teams who've actually made it. So Jacksonville's never made it to a Super Bowl. Who else has?
Cleveland, Detroit.
Never been there.
Cleveland, yeah. Those three have never been there. So we can add up Cleveland, Detroit, Jacksonville. The Jets have been there once. The Chargers have been there once.
Yep. The Buccaneers, Saints have only been there once, even though they're going.
Saints have been there once. Cardinals once. Titans once. So 6 teams have only been there one time.
So that's six.
So we're up to 6.
So
you add them all together.
That's what, 9 teams right now? We're probably missing one too, right?
We say the Texans, they've never been.
Okay.
Texans never been, so now we've got 10.
Titans one.
Yeah, we got them. Cardinals once, we got
Chargers
them.
Chargers one.
Yeah.
Buccaneers one.
And still they don't have as many as
Jets one.
One. Jets one. Yep.
The Jets in there. They won under Joe Willie. They've sniffed the Super Bowl. They've just never gotten back.
Haven't been there in a long time. Chiefs haven't been there since 19. They've been to 2.
But
they haven't been there in 50 years.
But for some reason that hit me this morning. I want to be alive for this. I want to, you know, when they look at the records, they go, "Who? Tom Brady? They have to name a trophy after him, right? They have to. They have to name something Super Bowl worthy after Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. I don't mean
but
necessarily
what's
together.
The point of a trophy the Lombardi Trophy if you name it after the next best guy?
I'm not saying the Lombardi Trophy. Maybe we call it the Belichick Bowl.
Hmm.
We take Super off of it. The Super Belichick Bowl.
Can't do that.
Why?
Can't do it.
Why?
Because it's the Super Bowl.
We changed the name of Miller Park for money.
Let's not go nuts with that. Is Bill Belichick going to spend a lot of money to get it named after him?
Well, if Brady wins the MVP, it'll be his 5th Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, that's
but that's
good.
The Pete Rozelle Trophy.
Maybe, I was going to say, do you name the MVP trophy after him? But it's got a name already.
Or if they say, sorry, Pete Rozelle. Yeah, you were a good commissioner and all, but this guy's won this award 5 times. I mean, it has to be named after him. Maybe they'll just call it the Tom Brady Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just rename. No trophy. Just call the actual event the Brady Bowl.
Do we?
It's like, you know, we're trying to find money with a GoFundMe page for the Bob, Brian, and Tim bowl game next winter.
Right.
Why don't we just name the Super Bowl, get rid of Super, and just call it the Brady Bowl?
Just need like $220,000, right?
Not for the Super Bowl, for the cheapest college bowl game.
You can find.
Right.
They'll name an award after Tom Brady. It's like the Walter Payton Award.
The best quarterback of the year?
They'll figure something out. The guy who's done something, who's got the hottest wife or something.
and I'm afraid I'm going to have to go to the same place with the best quarterback of all time argument as I do with the Jordan argument. Sorry, I watched him play. No one was better. He was to 9, and I hope it's 10 or 11 or 15 Super Bowls by the time
he
retires.
Just wanted to watch a game being quarterbacked by someone and to enjoy watching them, I wouldn't pick Tom Brady. I mean, just as far as fun to watch, I got to go with Brett Favre.
Yeah, I mean,
he
I think Brett Favre
to watch.
Yeah. Sure,
he kept plays alive.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I think Brett Favre
made crazy throws,
but you know.
Brady's got the best brain.
Right, I don't know how you get around the guys.
Brains
are 13 AFC championships.
Brains aren't necessarily fun to watch.
Right.
Some hillbilly with a football in his hand, completely undisciplined, and a cannon for an arm was
fun.
Right,
what do you want out of your quarterback?
Well, do you want to watch that? Because here's what we got out of that one Super Bowl win.
Right. One out of two.
Yeah.
But to your point about Jordan, which I, once again, not getting in this argument, I wasn't even arguing.
No,
agree that Jordan's the favorite.
Yeah.
But I, with LeBron, and people always want to bring up that, well, where does his legacy stand? I'm like, can we just enjoy the dude? I mean, he's great. Can we just, how about when he retires, we could talk about this stupid legacy and where he compares to Michael Jordan?
Here's the problem I have with LeBron. He's not as fun to watch with the ball. You know what I mean? Jordan.
Well, he's not a pure scorer.
Right.
And that's the thing. Jordan is as prolific of a scorer as we'll ever see.
Jordan looked more athletic and everything in what he did. He just looked so, I don't know what it was, the shaved head or whatever it was, but he just looked better doing it.
But what I love about LeBron's game, I agree. I mean, if I had to pick a better scorer, a more clutch player, it would, of course, be Jordan. But I love the vision that LeBron has is absolutely ridiculous. And you mentioned more athletic. I disagree because he's 6'8", 270 pounds, and this guy is as athletic as we've ever seen.
Jordan could have stopped him.
not in the post.
Oh, you underestimate Michael Jordan. You way underestimate Michael.
But that's
like
the thing, too.
Show,
no,
yeah.
fortifying my stand.
Not arguing.
Yeah.
But that's
the
thing, too, about, you know, people say, well, Joe Montana never lost a Super Bowl. I'd rather be in 9 Super Bowls and lose a couple than not.
Could it be 4-0?
That means Joe Montana lost earlier in the playoffs. So it's just when you lose. I'd rather be in all of those Super Bowls.
I love sports arguments like this.
What
would you rather?
I don't even think there's an argument to be had.
And
I
that's what makes it great because it is an argument. You don't think it's an argument. I think it's an argument. That's an argument. Is it an argument?
But you agree that Brady is, I mean, his accomplishments are so remarkable you can't overlook the fact that he's been to 9 Super Bowls.
If you'd have told me 20 years ago that any quarterback would be to 9 Super Bowls in 19 years, I would have gone, it's impossible. It just doesn't happen. The league changes too much. It's not set up like that. They intentionally don't want a legacy. And speaking of, I saw a thing this morning that had 3 Super Bowl trophies, and it said dynasty. And I thought, wait, if that's a dynasty, what is New England now?
This is now 3 in a row for them. They haven't done this. They haven't won 3 in a row.
But they've been to
their 9th in 17 years.
This is what Dallas and San Francisco were trying to do. Had Roger Staubach and Joe Montana and all that. This is what they wanted.
Well, we always put things in decades, right? The Packers were the team of the 60s. The Steelers were the team of the 70s. The Niners were the team of the 80s. The Cowboys were the team of the 90s.
But that skips over the Dolphins, because...
Yeah, but they only won one.
They went to 3 in a row.
But no,
didn't the Dolphins win back-to-back?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they won 2. They were the first team to win 2 in a row.
But the Patriots are the team of the aughts and the team of the tens. There's not even a debate. I mean, they won the Super Bowl in 2001... And oh, what is it? 2003 and 2004?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
I had the list here a second ago.
I don't think
Patriots won it.
01
in the 01 season, which is the Super Bowl
36.
36.
Okay. Yeah.
They beat the Rams when they were 2-touchdown underdogs.
They weren't there in 37. They won it in 38. They 38 and 39.
Right. And then they won it.
They missed out on
it went like a 10 years without winning it.
Yeah,
because they lost when they were undefeated.
Yeah. You know how many teams would give their all their teeth to go only 10 years without winning a Super
Bowl?
Right.
Well, and they also went to, and let's not forget, they went to the Super Bowl in 06 and 07. They lost to the Giants twice.
Yeah, they lost to the Giants in 07, Super Bowl 41.
You want me to blow your mind? You want me to blow your mind? Are you ready for this? I heard this yesterday. Maybe you've heard it, Tim. Maybe you know this already because you're a sports guy. You're a freak. All right. Yeah. Bill Belichick has been around so long as a coach. He cut Tony Dungy when he was a player. He cut Tony Dungy when he was a player. Bill Belichick was 28. Dungy was 25. I think Belichick was the special teams coach for the Giants at the time. And he cut Tony Dungy. That doesn't mean Tony's career was over. It just means he didn't make that team. But that's how long Bill Belichick has been making these decisions. Because Tony Dungy is a gray-haired old man who sits at a desk on NBC on Sunday nights, and we love him.
He's a Super Bowl-winning coach.
Yeah, right. So think about that, how long Belichick's been doing
this. Sean McVay wasn't born when
the Rams for a second? They're playing for a city that doesn't seem to particularly care if they're going to the Super Bowl, and they're a team that has abandoned another town with like a $60 million debt on a stadium that hasn't been paid.
Right. It's
Am I supposed to care about that? That's, I don't
making,
like St. Louis.
I don't know.
Making them the darlings of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right. But
am I supposed to feel bad right now? I'm like,
Patriots,
I'm sorry.
So much, you kind of look at this other team and go, I'll throw in with them.
I don't know. Yeah. Kraft is not lovable.
No,
Robert Kraft.
What owner is? You're like in the Super Bowl.
But Sean McVay, you got a Doogie Howser on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's the lovable story.
All right,
Jared Goff. You got the age difference there between he and Tom Brady.
I don't know that Goff is lovable. He just doesn't look. He's not particular.
Kind of California surfer.
Yeah, he's just a guy who's always
Wade
good.
Phillips is lovable.
No, I hate Wade Phillips. I can't stand Wade Phillips.
He's talking about rap lyrics and dressing it up in his dad's old stuff.
Yeah. He's okay. He just picked up the family business. Better than the Ryan boys ever did.
Yeah, that is true. Pops certainly set the standard. Yeah.
Or the Shulas.
Yeah. Those didn't work out
either. The Shanahans are We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see. I think Kyle's okay. I think Kyle's a pretty good coach, but his daddy's got two Super Bowl rings.
Yeah,
so
I'll say this. He's a good coordinator. I don't know if he's good head coach yet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we don't know because Garoppolo got hurt. But to circle back on Brady, it's ridiculous.